One of the areas of ethical investing is divesting from any investments which have any connection with the fossil fuel industry, and then taking that money and putting into other investments which don't have that particular taint. David LePage joins us now from Plumstead, coordinator of the Fossil Free UCT campaign and the Fossil Free South African NGO. David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Good to be on air with you.
What is UCT's position? They are still invested in various ways in fossil fuel, but are seriously considering extracting, or there's no discussion around this. What is the position?
We've been campaigning, and when I say we, I mean over the years, an accumulation of literally dozens of academics and hundreds of students. We've been campaigning for 8 years for UCT to divest its multi-billion rand endowment from fossil fuels. And at the moment, it looks like they're on the verge of actually doing that and taking a fairly historic step for a South African, African and Global South university.
So it is at the point of being voted on in the Senate, in the Council, whatever the ultimate decision-making body is.
The Council is the decision-making body in this case, and Council will be discussing a recommendation by the university's own Responsible Investment Committee for fossil fuel divestment, and they'll be discussing that on Saturday. The university convocation, which is the assembly of all alumni and academics, has voted 3 times in favor of divestment. We've been campaigning for years for the university to take this step. And in August, the university's Responsible Investment Committee, which was formed in response to our campaign, recommended that divestment is indeed the step that the university should take. We had a meeting, myself and representatives of the student-run Green Campus Initiative, with the council chair, Babalwa Ngonyama, last night, and we were encouraged by what she was saying to us, and we think that the chances are that they will indeed be taking the step soon.
I don't think the ethical rectitude or otherwise of the step is necessarily dependent on how much money is invested in some way connected with the fossil fuel industry, but just out of interest, is it a significant percentage of the endowment that UCT has invested in this area?
My understanding is that it's in the region of 3 to 5% at the moment, but I stand to be corrected. That's the kind of average for investments in coal, gas, and oil in South African portfolios. A significant portion of that is likely to be Sasol.
And what would be the argument against trying to find something which is not connected to fossil fuels and so on? Because, I mean, ultimately you want the same return or better, because you want the money that you're investing of your endowment fund to continue providing you with income that you can use to keep the university going, to spread access to people who don't have the money to university, so you can offer more bursaries and pay your academics better and all of those good things. But surely one is able to find investments that offer you a reasonable chance of giving you the same sort of return that you're getting from your investments in Sasol and other elements of the fossil fuel industry.
Well, there are two parts to the answer to that question. The first part is that the real foundation for the economy is the environment. And so if we have long-term investments which ultimately trash our environment and a stable climate, then we make it very difficult for the economy to offer us returns in the long term. But in the short term, yes, of course, institutions want a decent return from investment. And the evidence is overwhelming that you can invest responsibly and still get a decent return. And that evidence applies internationally. It applies in South Africa. There's been a huge move towards what's called ESG investment in the last few years. That ranges from being effective and substantial to being utter greenwash. But there's a lot of evidence that you get very decent returns through ESG investment.
And where does this stop? I mean, how narrowly do you pick through the investments and make decisions about the ethical nature of those investments, or the ethical nature of the companies and the businesses into which those investments go? You don't just do the environment, or how do you
ESG is an acronym that stands for environmental, social, and governance. So those are the range of issues over which one should really be considering. Those are the range of issues that one should be considering for ethical investment. There are funds that are created, for example, that screen out on the human rights side controversial weapons. There are funds that screen out alcohol and tobacco. There are funds that screen out thermal coal. So there are a whole range of issues, and different investors will have different ethical priorities. And you're right, it becomes tricky at a certain point trying to define what is a fossil fuel company and what isn't, but one can come up with some broad areas of agreement. And for the global divestment movement, the initial definition has been excluding the 200 companies in the world which have the greatest accumulated reserves of coal, gas, and oil. And if you cut those companies out of portfolios, you make a substantial difference. Now, an important point to understand is that at the scale even of UCT's investments, when UCT withdraws its money from a company like Sasol, that's going to make next to no difference to the share price of Sasol, and it's going to make next to no difference to Sasol's ability to raise capital in the short term. But what it does do is send a very strong social, moral, and ethical signal to society at large that these companies, which have undermined our climate, have undermined the science of public understanding of climate change for so long, cannot be allowed to continue business as usual. And at scale, as divestment movements build, and in certain countries they have, then you start to see a real additional financial effect.
David LePage, thanks for talking to us this afternoon, a coordinator of the Fossil Free UCT campaign and also of the Fossil Free South Africa.